You. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. A Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, though you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? As to what is within, give alms. Behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
My dear friends, we could do all the prayers of the world and we can look as pious and as holy as we think, but if we are not good people, and if we treat each other without love, none of the rituals, none of the prayers that we do matter. Because our prayers should cause us to be better disciples and to be holy. Some of the meanest people I've ever met in my life have been in the Catholic Church. Right? We're laughing because sometimes maybe it's the priest, sometimes it's that person who's here every day. You know, we've encountered that. So our faith should make us kinder, more patient, more open-minded, more tolerant, more loving. People are going to remember us by how we loved them and how we treated them. Our prayers and our devotions are so very important. I do my daily devotions every morning, and they keep me grounded. But if we're doing those things and we lack love and we lack Jesus, we need to look at it. And it can be a danger, especially for all of us who are here every day, that it just becomes like a ritual to us or robotic. And we never want our faith to be like that. So, my dear friends, our Lord is making it very clear in these readings today that we could do all those things, but if we lacked him in our heart, they are for nothing. So remember that throughout the day, that people remember us for how we treated them and how we loved them.